let us begin with good news, which brings with it a response that will, well, make you angry. Just fair warning here. 2 months ago, in the wake of all the deaths at New Jersey's Veteran Homes, U.S. Department of Justice requested information regarding the spread of the coronavirus and the nursing homes that the state of New Jersey operate. Rather than provide all the data requested, what did New Jersey officials do? They told the federal investigators, just go to our website. No, that really didn't sit too well with the Justice Department. So, in a letter to the Murphy administration, U.S. Attorney's Office, and the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division said they were launching an investigation into the veterans' homes in Menlo Park, Paramus, and Vineland under the Civil Rights of Institutionalized Persons Act. Letter reads in part, and we posted the full letter over on our website, by the way, in the download section. In conducting the investigation, we are obliged to determine whether there are systemic violations of the Constitution or laws of the United States in veterans' homes. Our investigations will focus on whether the veterans' homes engage in a pattern or practice of violating the rights of veteran residents under the U.S. Constitution or federal statute by failing to provide them with adequate medical care generally and during the coronavirus pandemic in particular. Oh yeah, Governor Murphy did have a response to this. It's all politically motivated. But wait, there's more, he added. They would not comment on the substance of investigative inquiries and will respond through the appropriate channels in due course. Doesn't sound like much of a sense of priority, does it? Oh, and when they said go look for what you want on our website, according to the feds, the state website did not contain all the information requested by the Civil Rights Division. Going back to the letter, recent reports suggest that the number of COVID-19 deaths at some nursing homes, including New Jersey Veterans Memorial Home at Menlo Park and New Jersey Veterans Memorial Home at Paramus, two long-term care facilities operated by the state, have been understated. Moreover, our review of publicly available information gives us cause for concern that the quality of medical care at these nursing homes has been deficient, to say the least. Menlo Park Memorial Veterans Home, one out of every three veterans or their spouses at the 312-bed facility located in Edison have died. Menlo Park now has more coronavirus deaths than any nursing home in the state. Best we can tell, at least 89 residents have died of the coronavirus at the Paramus Veterans Memorial Home, and at last count, 3 at Vineland, and nearly 1 in 4 employees at the Menlo Park and Paramus Veterans Homes tested positive for the disease. That's according to the State Military and Veterans Affairs website. State Senator Joe Panaccio, a Republican from Morris County, has long been saying the Senate needs to conduct its own inquiry, which Senate Democratic leaders promised all the way back in May. Not too late now, especially since we know there'd be an effort lacking any kind of honesty and transparency. Senate Democrats, at least on this issue, or in my view, they've been liars